Good afternoon and welcome to Pleasing God, the program that gives you Bible answers to Bible questions, heard Monday through Friday at the New Joy 100.3 FM and later to be offered on the app on the internet for those that are traveling outside the listening area. These archives can also be reached if you're not able to listen to the program live at my website, markjward.com. markjward.com, and there's a question section there right on the first page. When you go, check that out, and please scroll down, put in your name. If you want to, put where you're from, what city and state, if you like, and your questions will be answered, that is religious questions, on the air in future episodes of Pleasing God. We want to head the show in the direction that some of our listening audience would like us to go with regard to content. You can help drive the content of what we're talking about topic-wise, question-wise, by bringing questions to me. Be happy to try to do my best to get it on the air as quickly as possible as these episodes are being recorded in advance. So keep all of that in mind and pray for this effort. Tell others about the program. Monday through Friday, noon for 15 minutes. We would love for you to tune in and listen to the program. Let us approach the God of heaven, if you will, at this time, asking His blessings upon our effort together in this Bible study. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for the opportunity to have this Bible study. We pray as we are about to open Your Word that we will stay within the Word, that I will teach the truth and have the courage not to shirk back from that which is needed in order to help and do the most good in Your sight, pleasing You above men. We ask for the audience and those that are engaged in this study, and may they open the Bible, and may they read and learn and rightly divide, and finding what is taught to be so, then if need be, make adjustments in their lives or in their congregations in order to serve You while there is time and opportunity before it's everlastingly too late. Bless us in everything. Bless us as far as this COVID is concerned. We don't understand everything about it, but if it is something that You're using to tenderize the hearts of men and women the world over, that we might be mindful of You, that we might be understanding we need to depend on You more, that we might need to turn to Your Word and adjust our lives before it is finally too late, that we have no more opportunity to change or repent. May we use it for good and not for evil. We pray that if it be Thy will, it will come to an end. And we pray that those who are out teaching Your Word will have a renewed vigor to only teach the truth and to escape from the temptations to teach error that will lead people down the wrong road. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last time we talked about who is this God of the Bible? Who is this God? And if it's the one true and living God, how has He revealed Himself? And what does He say or let us know in His revelation in revealing Himself not only about Him, but about what we would do to be well-pleasing in the sight of God Almighty? We like to begin the programs by going to the verse in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, where we talk about the launching point and remind ourselves that our aim should be in life many things. But we can sum it up, can't we, with two words? Two words: pleasing God. That was the idea behind naming this show that way. We've had programs in the past called Rightly Dividing the Word. Well, that's extremely essential in order to understand the revelation. So that's a good name for a Bible program. It's a shame if someone uses that and doesn't teach the truth, because it's misleading. And so it would be the same if I don't teach the truth on these programs and say that we're to do something to be pleasing to God, and it's not the truth. But if it is the truth, if it's supported and substantiated by the revealed will of God, then we have a decision to make Every one of us have the right to choose. We're free moral agents, men and women. Those of understanding can choose to do right or choose to do wrong. God allows this. Why is there evil in the world? Because men and women depart from the truth. They depart from the good, just like Adam and Eve did. We are created good, upright, but man chooses to go out of the way. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that there's no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. And God is always providing a way of escape. God won't allow the devil to tempt us above that which we are able to bear. This is on a personal level. Please read and study 1 Corinthians 10:13 in context. Now, Romans 3:23 says all men have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we will stumble, we will fall. We are not perfect. No one save Jesus Christ has ever or will ever live on this earth perfectly. Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete, notice, in every good work to do His will, working in you what is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and forever. Amen. We mentioned some passages the last time we were studying together, and we would like to read them at this time. I do a lot of quoting from Scripture, and I try my best to get it right and be accurate, but there's nothing like going to the Word, and I'm using the New King James Version today, so that's what I'll be reading from. Most of my memory work as a child up was from the King James Version, so many of you will recognize that when I'm speaking and quoting. And I want you to check those verses. I want you to go behind me and check. Sometimes I'll admit to the paraphrase of the verse, and it's for sake of time. But we're going to do some reading from God's Word today, and God requires reading of us. So it's important for us to read. And if we read daily, we're doing something that God would be pleased with. But reading for reading's sake is just reading information. We need to read to discern, and we need to meditate on the Word of God. And we need to rightly divide it, and then we need to put it into practice, just as these verses in Hebrews 13, verse 20 and 21, have taught, in order for us to be well-pleasing in the sight of God. Notice with me Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. Isaiah 55, verses 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. What a beautiful passage to think and meditate on about when we ask the question, who is this God of the Bible? Whether we're talking with an atheist who does not believe in God of any type, or an agnostic who says, I don't know, or with someone else who believes in a different God or in deities, plural, lowercase d, that are not really deities, but man's idea, not based on the Word of God, but man's idea of some other concept that is foreign to the Word of God. We mentioned Jeremiah 10, yes, last time we spoke, and in verse 23 beginning, there's a passage that is beneficial to us about the God of heaven above. O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. O Lord, correct me but with justice, verse 24 of Jeremiah 10. Not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. We serve a God that is loving and kind. John 4:24 says, God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now that doesn't mean they can't worship him otherwise, because there are people right now in Brunswick, in churches that claim God and even claim Christ, that are not worshiping in spirit and in truth. Maybe they're worshiping in spirit, which is from the heart. It must be earnest. It must be sincere. But it's not according to the truth, the pattern that God has revealed. Other people might be just the opposite. They're worshiping according to the pattern as far as the externals and what's going on, but they are still missing, that is, they're trying to follow the truth, but they're not following the truth regarding their heart because they're not worshiping in spirit, as properly understood from that verse. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We didn't mention, but we referred, without citing the verse and the book, what Hebrews 11 and verse 6 has to say, which is an important, important element to us talking about who is this God. Why would I bring that up? You say, I'm not an atheist. I'm not an agnostic. I know who God is. Well, you may not know who God is, and I may not know God, who God is to the fullest of what's revealed in Scripture. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God, notice, must believe that he is. Well, you say, I believe in God. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. We need to be careful that we don't fall short of thinking we know more than we know. And we need to keep refreshing ourselves by continually going back and reading and studying the entire Bible and rightly dividing the word of truth. In Genesis 1:1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in John 1:1, we find more about in the beginning. And certainly I appeal to you to read Genesis. Just read the first six chapters today if you get around to it. That's an interesting start to how the world was created. God's agreement to work together. That is, there is a plurality of personalities in the Godhood. The Father is not the Son, is not the Holy Spirit, but those three are one. As we sing in Holy, 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 Blessed, God in three persons, Blessed Trinity, not three gods, for God is one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. God is eternal in both directions. Thus the terminology in the book of Exodus, the terminology in John 8:58, Jesus could say before Abraham was, I am. Yes, the I am of the Bible refers to God. Always having existed and always will exist. Well, we're coming close to the end of our study today, and we'll pick up, Lord willing, next time, tomorrow, or the next, crossing over a weekend, to the next opportunity to study. Tell others about the program. If you have questions, please go to markjward.com or get some help from somebody young that's got a phone, and you'll get there. Believe me, it will help us all. Thank you for listening. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.